Sally Terry Leomau is the festival director for the ASB Polyfest, which officially gets underway tomorrow. Thanks very much for joining us, Sally. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Terrific to catch up with you again.
Lovely. And I had a bit of a chat with Dean last week, but hey, everyone's fizzing, and I know there are a couple going on left, right, and centre. It's another huge event, and we've got some good weather, Sally.
Yes, very good weather. I think all the rain is behind us. Even if it rains, it doesn't matter, Dale. Rain or shine, people will come.
Well, do anything for the Moko. I'll be coming on Friday too when he's performing. Once again, just remind us of the size and scale. I think I read somewhere 8,000 performers.
8,000 performers from 69 schools, and we've got about 225 groups this year. So we're closely getting back to our normal pre-COVID numbers. So before COVID, we were hitting 75 schools. So 69 schools this year is awesome.
And it takes a lot of work. Some question the value of focusing so much attention to refine your product, your on-stage performance. But as somebody's watched the pride that is evident when our young people stand representing their culture, it's very difficult to put a price on it. What would you say of those who question its usefulness or question its value for our young people growing up as young adults? What do you think it means to them?
Well, Dale, it's like this is our 49th year. You've got generations of families who have come through Polyfest, and their kids go through Polyfest, and their grandkids go through Polyfest. So it's more than a festival. It's a generational rite of passage almost, you know, for all of our whānau that come to the festival and they've seen their family on that stage. So we're all about really just nurturing and harnessing the cultural well-being of every young person that comes onto that stage and allowing them to be who they are.
Tēnā koe, what are some of the logistical challenges here for those who are organising it?
Yeah, I guess our logistical challenges have been the weather this last couple of weeks, but it's also been just putting our venue to use in every single part of it, because it's one of our stages that we don't have access to this year. So our Māori stage is going to be in the Velodrome, and then our Niuean stage and Diversity stage are going to be sharing this year.
Tēnā koe. It's a big event for our Māori community too. I mean, we pride ourselves in our tamata tini stands, but so many who end up standing at our National Performing Arts Biannual Festival actually, you know, cut their teeth in the secondary school kapa. It's a wonderful and important stepping stone, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. Definitely a rite of passage through our Māori stage, coming through Polyfest and then ASB Polyfest, and then also qualifying for nationals through ASB Polyfest. And then, of course, yeah, just working with their whānau towards Te Mata Tini. It's such a beautiful pathway and a natural pathway as well.
Each year, a different kura acts as host. What's the situation this year, Sally?
So we've got Napuna o Waiorea that will be hosting this year. They're again our Matua Kura. And they're also defending their fourth year, Dale, for overall winners of the Māori stage. So that's going to be something to look out for this year.
Yes, and who'll be snapping at their heels? Hawani Waititi, James Cook.
Yeah.
There's never a dull moment. When I spoke with Dean, he said there's a Mongolian group performing.
Yes, we've got Mongolian, there's Tibetan, Turkish, alongside our normal Asian and Indian communities on the diversity stage.
It's going to be special. Just remind people about access too, because it gets pretty clogged up around the sports bowl at this time of year, certainly when the festival's on. So, and as far as getting tickets, etc., what are you advising?
Yes, best to go to iTicket. You can also go through asbpolyfest.co.nz, our website, and we've got a ticket tab there that you can go through. Beware of the scammers that are out there trying to sell tickets. The only way you can get tickets is through iTicket and through our platform. And, yeah, $10 at the gates or $7.50 online, and it's also $10 for parking. But what's really cool about being out here, and we've been here for 49 years. Well, the festival has been 49 years, but it's been here at the Manukau Sports Bowl for over 30, is the fact that the neighbours, our neighbourhood, know how to get ready for the festival. So you've got your local churches, local schools that are also offering car parking if you do come then.
Sounds good. Weather's good. Life is good. And the ASB Polyfest is back for 2024. Hope it all goes well, sister. Thanks very much for reminding us of what's going on. With the Māori stage, just as we wrap up, they've got different sections, haven't they? How are they rolling out across the next few days, Silly?
Yeah, so Division 3 will be Wednesday and Thursday, then Division 2 on Friday, and then our Division 1s will take it out on Saturday. So there's 56 groups for the Māori stage. And, yeah, you come prepared to just stay in that stage area because it's going to be lightning with all those schools that are coming back for this year.
Tēnā koe. Great to talk with you. Thanks very much, Sauli.
Thank you. Ngā mihi, Dale.
Me koe hoki. Sauli Terileo Mau, the Festival Director of the ASB Polyfest, which gets underway officially at Apōpō 9:47.